Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mac Jones, like, he's not horrible. He feels like he's horrible, but he's actually not a horrible quarterback.
Right.
And he gave them a chance last week after Trevor Lawrence got concussed on that Azeez Al-Shaair hit and almost brought him back.
Yeah.
So he's a good quarterback, probably just a backup. But, I mean, the Patriots did him wrong.
Yeah.
So it's hard to evaluate him.
All went downhill after that first year.
Yeah.
Charlie's in Middletown. How are you, Charlie?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good.
Thanks for bringing back the fan in the afternoon from you two guys.
Appreciate you.
And your buddy. So you guys are talking about quarterbacks next year. Do you think if Jacksonville gets the first pick, they'd move Trevor Lawrence?
I don't know. We had a brief conversation about this a week ago or so. And because I was saying, if I'm the Giants I was assuming the Giants won too many games draft in the top two or three. Why not take a shot at Trevor Lawrence? Like, it's a weird situation down there with Doug Peterson and Press Taylor. I know they support him, but it feels like they don't in a sense. And so, if they're ready to move off of Trevor Lawrence, because Doug Peterson didn't draft him,
right?
If they're ready to move off Trevor Lawrence, he's 26 years old. He's got all the physical talents that you want. I'd take him as a Giant.
I thought about this now.
If you can't draft one of those two quarterbacks that are up there.
Okay, caveat.
Or the Jacksonville Jaguars want to draft one of those two quarterbacks.
But that's the caveat then. Because that if you're picking in the top two.
Not instead.
Believe it. Yes.
Not instead.
Okay.
But if Jacksonville drafts one of these quarterbacks, because Doug Peterson's like, I want to extend my job. Trent Baalke? Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson want to extend their stay down there in Jacksonville after a horrific season this year by drafting a young quarterback and saying, we're going to fix it, but we got to move off of Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
And whoever, the Raiders end up worse and they take the other guy. And the Giants are sitting there, say they're at five. And
different story.
It's a different story.
I agree with you.
You've got to find a solution.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If I am picking in the top two, and right now it feels like that's a lock if you're the Giants.
Yeah.
Because where are these wins coming from? Are they beating the Saints on Sunday?
Yeah, they have a tough schedule ahead.
And the Jaguars are playing the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And the Jaguars are playing the Jets. And the Titans are playing. Like, there's so much interlocking of the bad teams. And we mentioned this yesterday, but when you really map it out, as long as the Giants keep losing, they're picking in the top two.
They're the favorite right now, 30%.
And they should be. Now, 30% is not 90%, but nevertheless. And it's the NFL, right? Anything can happen. I think they're picking in the top two. And if they're picking in the top two, and this is how I'd feel if I'm the Jets in that situation,
I'm kind of on Shador
I need
right
to
now.
Find my guy. I'm not screwing around with Trevor Lawrence.
I'm on Shador right now.
That's your guy?
Yeah.
You're big on Shador Sanders?
Just because he's got a game. He games. Right, he plays.
There's a lot of Giant fans that don't want Shador Sanders.
Because of what comes along with it.
The fan base is slanting, though.
Okay, can I ask you this? What comes along with it?
His father.
Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
This is about Deion? Is it about his attitude, his personality? What is it?
I'm
not watching Colorado every week. I'm not in this college football world.
It's not even he's a good coach in Colorado. It's not even about him being a coach.
So then what's the thing with Shador Sanders?
Deion taking over the narrative or taking over the...
Well, what's he going to do? Is he going to come in and like take over the franchise?
I don't know.
I
honestly don't know. But I wouldn't put it past them.
Do you think that John Mara would be afraid of that?
No. Because ultimately, it's his business. Dion, you don't come to the building.
Seems simple to me.
If you're going
to
be disruptive, you're not allowed here.
Yeah.
Right? It's our job to nurture your kid to be a great player for our team. Leave us alone.
Let's go to Tony in Bayonne, New Jersey. What's up, Tony?
That's exactly what we want. Giants fans, stop with this. Dion's going to cause a commotion off the field. We want that. I want Dion here to call out Mara. This has been a losing franchise. It's been a losing culture. I'm a 40-year season ticket holder. I'm tired of it. I want to watch winning football on Sundays. Call this organization out. It's been failing. Look, I loved Eli Manning. We all loved Eli Manning. But the way they held on to him too long, he was a statue. He couldn't make throws. He lost his arm strength. That set us back years. Now they go and they do the same thing with Daniel Jones. They should have franchised Jones, signed Barkley. We could have moved on.
Hold on. A couple of things. I want to get to that original point. Why would you want? You can call out ownership. You just did, and that's fine. As a Giant fan, 40-year season ticket holder, whatever the hell you are, that's fine. Why would you want the guy you draft number one's dad to call out ownership? That sounds awful. That doesn't sound like a functioning, happy organization. That sounds like a disaster. So Tony inadvertently, he wants Shedeur Sanders, and I respect that, inadvertently made the opposite point. You want the Giants to draft a quarterback and then have the dad come out and say they're run by idiots?
Tiki will get this reference.
What?
You don't want a cheer mom. You don't want Deion Sanders to be the cheer mom here and calling out the cheer coach. If Deion's going to be here, be the marketer, be the figure that he is, the superstar, which he did for Colorado. That's right. Big business. But you can't call out John Mara. That's a disaster.
Well, why can't you just be Archie? Like, what Archie Manning did is...
Yeah, he manipulated to where his son was going.
Okay. By the way, that's so funny you say that. That is a problem people have with Shedeur Sanders, Sanders. It's the same thing Arch Manning did.
But Sean, here's the thing about that. If Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders are going to manipulate where they want to go, it really, our perspective is all going to be based on, well, where does he want to go?
Right.
If he's pushing himself away from the Giants, we're going to rip him. If he's pushed.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Pitching himself to the Giants, you're just a Manning.
Of course.
But then once that deal went down, Archie he wasn't a factor.
Of course.
Was Archie around Teak?
He was not. Didn't see him ever.
No, so that was Annie Apple. It was Eli Apple's mom. That was the one. That was the parent that ruined the Giants.
So then what's the issue with Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders?
Well, people don't like that Shedeur Sanders threw his offensive lineman under the bus earlier in the year.
That's a fair critique.
Yeah. And
okay,
I'm just
that's
giving
a fair critique.
After that, he also went and he bought them all like nice, you know, watches or whatever. And now that's legal in college. Like, nobody's talking about the good stuff Shedeur Sanders has. All that negative stuff stands out.
Well, but if he called out his offensive line, I think you'd say, Teak, that'd be a problem as a rookie.
Right.
He comes out as a rookie and he says, Andrew Thomas is fat and overrated. We have a problem.
But he's not the rookie on Colorado. He is their leader, captain, and the veteran.
No, I'm not saying he's going to act the same way, but I can understand why that would be brought up as a criticism or at least a concern. In the case of his father, like, Deion Sanders coaches Colorado. Is he looking to be a package deal with his son? Is that a thing?
I think a lot of people assume that, but it doesn't appear to be.
No, but that's not the thing.
Deion also has another son that's going to play at Colorado next year, so he's going to probably stick around for him.
So then what's the concern?
I don't think is there a real concern? No, not at all. It's just a narrative. It's a made-up one.
Yeah.
It's one that people want to talk about.
Yeah.
But it's not something to really be concerned about.
Just go get the best player in the draft. Is Shedeur Sanders the best quarterback in the draft,
I think he is.
Okay. Then go take him. Go make it happen. Doesn't matter if his father's Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. I also think it's overblown. Like, you really think Deion Sanders? I agree that he may push his son to where he wants to go. And we've seen that before. And it didn't start with Eli Manning. John Elway did it. This has been a part of NFL history for a very long time. And the truth is, what I just said about 2 minutes ago is the dead honest truth. Your opinion on it is based on if he wants to go to your team or not. When Peyton Manning ducked the New York Jets, what do you think I think of Peyton Manning? I don't like him.
Yeah. Right. And then he made it worse by suggesting Adam Gase.
Correct.
Coach.
Correct. Yes. He always made it worse, Tiki. Yes. He added to it. But if the guy wants to be on your team and he's going to force his way, like let's say the Giants are picking two and Jacksonville's picking number one, and Shador Sanders and Deion are like, man, we can't go to Jacksonville. What the hell are we doing here? And they push their way to the Giants or another place, then they're going to love it. Then you're going to say, great, I love Deion Sanders.
Yeah. I'm all in. Let's do it.
We think about the clip with Mara from Hard Knocks about the Saquon and the jersey sales and the business. The Sanders family is massive business. Colorado was a dead program. Now they're the most popular
but
as far as social media.
Even in New York? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Because it's a whole crew.
It's a culture, right? It's
yes.
The culture they create
exactly.
Around themselves.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Like if Shador is drafted, his jersey is going to be
blown through the roof? You're just going to see it.
What do you mean?
They're not going to let him not be seen.
Who?
Shador.
He's going to be everywhere.
Just like Deion is everywhere.
Gotcha.
And why is Deion everywhere? It feels organic.
Right.
It feels like you get all this content because it's like, oh, it's just Deion Sanders. We get this content. But if you were a fly on the wall behind the camera, behind the camera, you'd see tons of cameras around him. Like tons of... Every moment that we see, and it's like, oh, that's a viral moment. It's intentional.
Mm.
They intentionally make themselves like uber famous and popular.
So what you're trying to say is,
it's what influencers do. Like all these guys do the same thing. Think of the Kardashians.
Yeah,
it's not like the Kardashians. But think of the
Kardashians of football.
But think about them.
Yeah.
Everything that they did,
yeah.
You saw.
Yeah,
and so they became this massive. Larger than life brand. Deion Sanders is doing the same thing, and he's doing it with his kids as well.
If you guys draft Shador Sanders, which I would say is a 30% chance of happening, you said those are the odds of picking number one. There's then a 98% chance that Jet fans are going to grow to hate the New York Giants. If you're not there yet, we'll be there after the Sanders thing takes over New York. Is that fair to say?
Yes, yes. Because
And by the way, it would be. I think it'd be great for the Giants. It's not what, you know, this, I don't want to call him conservative because it's the wrong word. It makes it seem like I'm being political, but I'm not. But it's a conservative franchise. And to have someone stand out so much above the franchise.
Very un-giant like.
Yeah. But they almost need it.
Yeah.
Giant like has been stale for a decade now.
Yes.
Let's go.
They almost need it.
Yeah. It'll make the Giants. Here's the thing about the Giants. And I've said this to you before, growing up as a Jet fan. I've never disliked the Giants, maybe for a short period of time, like very briefly, because, you know, some Giant fans got a little obnoxious. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, the Giants are like, they're the cool big brother.
They're a classy, great organization.
Even I feel that way as a Jet fan.
Yep.
But this whole description sounds like a heel turn.
Well, I mean, think about when the Giants, I mean, obviously it was Eli, but think about when the Giants... When Jeremy Shockey became a New York Giant.
Right.
Like, that was so not what the Giants have, not the kind of guy that they drafted. And he was amazing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
Not the kind of guy that you would necessarily associate with the Giants. He became larger than life.
Speaking of larger than life, I thought about this the other day. I apologize. I know it's awkward that I was thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Was Jeremy Shockey the largest?
Yes, he was.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, that's a prize. Congratulations to Jeremy Shockey.
Must be nice.
No, I lie. He was not.
He's number two?
Another tight end.
Another tight end.
Oh, everybody yeah. Is he coaching in the NFL?
What is wrong with this guy?
He was on TV. He got caught in the background of a
live
shot on Fox.
You're right. I do remember that. That's a good call by you.